Danny, the question is, how many teams are better right now than the Commanders? And I think the way to answer that is complicated based on whether or not we want to make this solely on these 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you account for expectations coming in, recency over the last few years, kind of lifetime achievement? Because I'll give you the example. In other words, right now, this moment, the Lions or the Commanders? Well, the Lions, through 5 weeks, have not been as impressive as the Commanders. But they were really good last year. Were an NFC Championship game team a year ago. Have Super Bowl expectations. They're a better bet to still be in the mix at the end of the NFC playoffs this year. But is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about who, through 5 weeks, has played the best football?
Then Washington is higher on the list if it's the second criteria. So I'll give you another example. San Francisco, they're 2-3. Are you 100% sure, with a lot of pelts on the wall there in San Fran, where they get right and they go to NFC title games and Super Bowls every other year, it seems like? How sure are you that they're dead in the water? Right now, they've played, what, the 17th or 18th best in the NFL? But there's some pedigree, some track record here, whereas this is all very new for Washington. So it's always that's kind of that subjective measure, right, where it's hard to figure.
So people can do whatever they want with their rankings. What I am doing here when I answer this question is I am looking through a very small, narrow window at just 5 weeks of football.
Like, so take names out of it. Take
exactly.
Cities, circumstances. Who's played the best football?
Organization does not matter. Mm-hmm. Jersey being worn doesn't matter. It's a blind ballot, so to speak. And my evaluation began at 12:59 East time before week one, let's say, right? And by way of that metric right now, I would say the Commanders have been more impressive than the Chiefs, who are 5-0.
Yeah.
The Commanders have been more impressive than the Lions, who are 4-1. The Commanders have been more impressive than the Texans, who are currently ahead of them in the Pro Football Talk rankings as well. In fact, the only team probably I would have ahead of Washington, just based on these 5 weeks, is the Minnesota Vikings at 5-0. And I say that after the Vikings just played their most pedestrian game, but I do remember that the Commanders in week one were pretty disastrous, and it was a fairly disgraceful effort, even for a team under a new staff. But is that the way we should be looking at it? Like, does that work for you?
It's helpful. That's a data point, right? Versus, you know, big picture, who's going to be good in a couple of weeks, who's shown enough, who's going through it right now. Like, Buffalo is really good. Now, they lost this past week, and they've lost two straight. I'm going to bet on them to have, you know, double-digit wins and be a factor in the AFC postseason when it comes to it, right? Same with Baltimore. Same with Kansas City. We all know this. Kansas City is the weirdest 5-0 team ever, where they don't have much prolific. And are you sure Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be the dude for the rest of the way, go for 100 yards a week? Of course not. But we also know that it's Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. So they deserve every benefit of the doubt they get.
I guess, said differently, it being really good through five games or number two in the power rankings or whatever gets you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no moral otherwise victory about that, right? But if that's the exercise, then you could put them as high as second or third in the NFL right now.
And without question. So Minnesota's won the best point differential in the sport. Defensively, they've been so good. I think they've given up the second fewest points in the league through this many games.
To who?
I want to say the Jets. Yeah.
They're the number one defense in the NFL yardage-wise.
Yeah, I mean, they've been fantastic in that regard. Fewest points allowed in the NFC.
All right, rapid fire here. More impressive to this point in the year. And remember that week one happened. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy for us to forget that because of these last four wins.
But it all counts if we're doing 5 weeks.
Exactly.
It's 5 weeks, yeah.
Lions or Commanders?
I'd say Washington.
Me, too. Vikings or Commanders?
Vikings.
I would agree with that. Chiefs or Commanders?
Washington's been more impressive.
Ravens or Commanders?
Washington.
Texans or Commanders?
That one's really close.
Texans got blown out by the Vikings.
Yep. They have one loss where they just didn't show up, were terrible.
So
other than
Washington.
That, they were really good.
Yeah.
So that one's
but
close.
They have not beaten teams like the Commanders have.
Now we're picking nits. These are top five teams here.
Yeah.
So I would say Houston because the way they beat Jacksonville 2 weeks ago, I'm kind of going, you deserve to lose that game. You got out by the skin of your teeth. Washington's got that version of that with the Giants. This is a close one. I narrow edge Washington in that regard.
Same. Packers.
Washington.
Falcons.
Washington.
Bucks.
Washington.
I mean, that's kind of, there's a big drop off after
mm-hmm.
that. You get the point.
Yep.
Now, maybe someone could just turn on the radio right now and say, who cares that they've been the second best team in football? And okay, that's cool. I get your point. But to that, I would say, oh my God, there's 32 teams.
Yeah.
This team is normally in the 27 to 32 range. And right now we're suggesting there has been one team more impressive than Washington. And it's a 5-0 team that going into its game this Sunday had the front-running MVP at quarterback.